DW Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Germany and the US have called on Russia not to supply Syria's regime with an advanced missile system. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle and US Secretary of State John Kerry said supplying arms could prolong the conflict and also harm plans for peace talks in Geneva in July. Westerwelle and Kerry met in Washington on Friday to discuss the crisis. Westerwelle gave this statement to Waiting Press.
No one knows if this conference will become a success, but I think it is the wrong message which has been sent by our colleagues in Russia to the world and to the region by delivering S-300 or other parts of weapons.
U.S. government spokeswoman Jennifer Psaki said the focus remained on plans for the international conference known as Geneva II, which is backed by the U.S. and Russia.
Well, certainly receipt of any or any arms that are being provided to the regime by Russia or by any country is something that, of course, is of concern to us. And that is why we are working so hard with our international partners to help the opposition. But we're hopeful that this conference can be an opportunity to move the transitional government forward.
The Washington talks came a day after Syria's President Bashar al-Assad said a Russian contract to supply an S-300 missile defense system had been implemented. In Syria itself, fierce fighting is continuing around the key border town of Qusair. Dozens of rebels reached the town on Friday to fight against an offensive by government troops and militants from Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed Lebanese group that supports Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, Lebanese lawmakers have agreed to delay elections scheduled for June by 17 months. Concern over the Syria conflict spreading across the border into Lebanon raised serious doubts about the poll. Lebanese officials also said ongoing political deadlock in the country was partly behind pushing the vote back to November 2014. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Turkish police have used tear gas and water cannon during a dawn raid to end a peaceful sit-in at a famous park in central Istanbul. Hundreds of people took part to stop trees from being uprooted, but many have been injured during the protest, which started on Monday in Gezi Park. They're occupying the site over plans to redevelop it as part of a revamp of Taksim Square. The government has approved plans to build a shopping centre on the site. The protest has spread to the capital Ankara, where hundreds of people chanted anti-government slogans. Germany's media has targeted a US airbase in the south of the country, claiming it's connected to drone attacks in Africa. It's reported a satellite link at the base in Ramstein plays a key role in the attacks. The reports also raise questions about how much the German government knew about the controversial practice. Deutsche Welle's political correspondent is Terry Martin.
They're carrying out aerial reconnaissance, directing aerial reconnaissance in Africa. They are assisting with intelligence to provide identification of targets. And most crucially, they are routing the signals being used in drone attacks that are being carried out in Africa. And given that the U.S. does have its Africa Command headquarters in Germany, those allegations are somewhat plausible.
Zimbabwe's constitutional court has ordered President Robert Mugabe to hold crucial national elections before the end of July. The vote is aimed at ending a tense power-sharing government between Mugabe and Zimbabwe's Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. The latest census in Germany has revealed it has a lower population than expected. The census was carried out in May 2011, and results show there are 1.5 million fewer people living in Germany than first assumed. The new data has revealed a population of 80.2 million. It's the first census since reunification in 1990. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.